Welcome to episode 31 of African and American with your girl, Six the Goddess. And keep in mind, I'm a goddess and I'm sensitive about my shift. Peace and love, family. I hope you all are doing well. I am doing amazing. I am excited about life, growth, and prosperity. I am loving the ATL. I mean, loving this place. Coming from somewhere like Orlando. Orlando is the kind of city where people go there to die. Okay? People go there to die. They go there to retire. They go there to live out the rest of their days in blissful peace until they perish off the earth. Or people go to Orlando to take a vacation. Orlando being the city to build, to grow in, is not realistic. Whereas somewhere like Atlanta, there is no plateauing here. There is always that next level. There's always that next opportunity. There's always something new. And it is refreshing and it makes me feel very alive. So I'm loving it here. The city has shown me nothing but pure love since I've been here. It is amazing. I was talking to a brother the other night. Because, you know, I like to, you know me, I'm always observing. I'm always getting into people's heads, trying to understand things. So I was talking to a brother and he was like, oh, the women in Atlanta need to act right because the way it's going is there's way more men than women. So they better act like they know. And I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of women in Orlando. I mean, in Atlanta, a lot of whack women. Okay, let me just go ahead and say that. Now, there's downsides to every place. Like I said, in Atlanta, it's always something new and bright and shiny. So you know what you end up with? A bunch of wannabe player-ass dudes and a bunch of females that are like desperate and like grabbing at whatever penis is passing by. All right? I'm amazed at this point in time. Okay, am I the only one that notices that all women are starting to like look alike? It's like everybody going to the same doctor to get the same body and everybody wearing the same lace frontals and everybody got the same makeup, the same eyebrows, and it's just like, what the heck is going on? So this is what's about to happen, because everything eventually gets played out. There are few things that are timeless. And so what I try to tell sisters is, listen, the lace fronts, the Dr. Miami cookie cutter bodies of everybody looking the same, all this stuff will eventually play out. You know the only thing that doesn't play out? Natural beauty. Natural classic beauty is timeless. It never ever goes out of style. I think what's happening, because we as women, we really are tone setters. We really set the tone for whatever environment that we're in. So what's happening right now is everybody is pretty. Everybody's a bad bitch, okay? You know, it's really not hard for a man this point in time, this point in the world, to find a chick that's quote unquote like bad. Like I said, everybody's bad. For $5,000, you can buy a whole new body. Okay? So when the quote unquote bad bitch appearance is that easy to achieve, now we're ending up with women more desperate, because now it's like, I think that women are really feeling like, oh, well, I'll just go buy a butt and I'll go buy some boobs and I'll go buy a stomach and buy some hips. And then, and only then, are all these men gonna want me. But I think that what's happened is, It's just turning into a lust fest. It seems like that's what's going on. As much as I love Atlanta, what I will say, Atlanta is like a modern day Sodom and Gomorrah. Atlanta is like it's the real sin city to me. I'm amazed at how much prostitution, on both sides, men and women prostituting. I'm amazed at how much of that goes on. I'm amazed at how much emotionless interactions go on. It's like all kind of speed dating. And what the hell is speed dating? I always wonder, like, what is that? You know, that's not a process you can speed through. So now everyone here is like serial daters. Everyone wants to figure out what they can get out of somebody. And it's scary. It's like terrifying. Like the thought of having to have found a mate here is like, I'd rather not. But I'm glad I don't have to. So, yeah. So anyway, back to the point I was trying to make. So ladies, it's really easy to find a woman with a nice body now. Like I said, 5 thou and you a bad bitch. It's easy to find a woman with her hair laid. You know, everybody do hair now. So everybody laying the laces and the lace frontals, that's easy. You know what's not easy for a man to find? You know what's not easy? A woman that don't have a bunch of niggas hitting her phone. You know what's not easy for is a woman that's not sleeping with multiple men. You know what's not easy to find is a woman that really knows how to be a woman. So ladies, the gag is, okay, you don't spend $5,000 to go buy the butt and go buy the hips. And then guess what? Do you know how many of these girls with these $5,000 bodies are still single? And then they get to the point where they quote unquote enjoy being single, because it's just turned into a lust fest of different men, because these are women that had regular bodies. And then they go out and buy a body. Now they're getting all this attention. And now they don't want no man. Okay? Because all their life they had to fight. They've been shaped like a stackable washer and dryer. All right? For 25 years. Okay? For 25 years, they've been shaped like an ATM machine. Now she got a butt and some hips. Honey, she is not trying to sit down and be nobody's wife. Yeah, that's the last thing she's trying to do. So now you got a bunch of beautiful $5,000 big booty women that just want to fuck and get some money about you and get taken out to eat here and there. So now it's a debacle. It's a debacle. This is what is going on present day. If I scroll down my timeline one more time and see, if I scroll down my timeline one more time and see that same Dr. Miami body, child, I don't even know what I'm gonna do. Okay, if I scroll down my timeline one more time and I see a girl where 3 weeks ago, okay, she was shaped like a lunch meat cutter machine, and then now she's shaped like Black China. I feel like you owe us an explanation. You gotta explain yourself. Don't just pop up with this new body and then don't say nothing. Uh-uh. You owe us some words. Nobody cares anymore. So what we're doing is, we're moving into the age of no emotions. I call it a borderline, like, sociopathic age that we're going into. Nobody cares about no one else's feelings. They don't care how their actions. Nobody cares about building strong families. Strong families? Girl, I just spent $5,000 on an ass. I can get any nigga I want. I don't want no man. I'm living my best life. I'm single, honey. That's the mentality. And once the mentality of the women go that way, oh Lord, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. I truly, and I'm a very positive person, But I don't even think that I can positively think my way out of this. As much of a positive-minded woman I am, I am also still a realistic woman. And the reality is, ladies, it's deeper than the skin. It's not as simple as going out and buying a butt and then all the men will like you. I'm telling you. The single life, all right, because it go both ways. We are not meant to be promiscuous. We are not meant to be sleeping with several different men. We are not meant to be slinging our vaginas all over the place. But we're also not meant to be alone. When you have a supportive partner, that brings love, peace, and balance to you as a woman. So that's where you have to find the, the common ground. That's where you have to kind of like meet in the middle to say, all right, let's find a balance. Like I said, we don't want to be out here being super promiscuous, but we also, as a woman, we need to be touched. Okay, we need to be rubbed. We need to be loved, complimented, appreciated. This is not optional. This is not something where it's like, well, I can if I feel like it, and if I can't, I can't. No, this is like the way that it has to be. So it makes me sad when I hear sisters just quote unquote wanting to be single and doing them. It's different if you're wanting to be single because you're healing from issues, you know, or trying to get your mind healthy. That's totally different than, you know, running around dating 5-6 different dudes talking about, you know, you don't want to be held down. That's so destructive to our wombs as women. And I have no doubt that that contributes to why we are having the issues now for the highest rates of fibroids, the highest rates of breast cancer. We're abusing ourselves. We're abusing ourselves. So this is one of the main issues I've observed here in Atlanta. And if it's here in Atlanta, it's probably other places as well. But ladies, classic beauty, natural, timeless beauty, finding strong partners, one partner. These are the things. I have women all the time like, Six the Goddess, I love your confidence. Six the Goddess, I love your hair. I love the way you do this. And I'm like, I'm giving y'all sisters the recipe. And this is coming from a woman that used to bend over and shake her ass for a living. That I went from that to the woman you see now where you admire the confidence and you admire, you know, what it is. Thank you. I'm going to send it to you now. Okay. Sorry, y'all. I'm doing some shit I have no business doing right now. y'all just came with me when I just did some shit, by the way. I'm just letting y'all know. Okay, it just went down. But anyway, so yeah. And that's why I say I'm not talking out my ass. Everything that I say is for a reason. You know what I'm saying? When you see my confidence, what you're really seeing is the connection to my ancestors. What you're really seeing is that loyalty, that glow that you see on me. That glow is the glow of happiness because I realized where I went wrong and I made those changes. I think that sometimes as women, we feel like, oh, well, I'm already in this place, so I have to just stay there. That is not true, ladies. It does not matter what point that you are at. It does not matter. It matters where you are going. Whether you are dancing, stripping, whether or not you've worn weave for 20 years, it is not a problem to say, okay, I did this and I'm going to change. This is what it is. I can say that as a woman, the confidence that you see for me now is not the same as it was back then because I was abusing myself. So when I encourage you like this, sisters, I'm encouraging you because I want you to experience the happiness that I feel. That's the way that it works when it comes to African sisterhood. That's what it means. It means what I want for my sister, I want for myself. All right. So please, ladies, if you want to go get your stuff done, you know, then get it done. But please don't, you know, get that done, then let it get to your head. And now you're neglecting yourself as a woman. Please don't do that. And then feel like that's all. And, you know, like, okay, I have it figured out from this point. Remember, ladies, it's deeper than the skin and it's deeper than the $5,000 bodies. Ladies, I love you. It is time. I had a topic request come in that I wanted to talk about in this next segment, and the request was how to get over a breakup. And I thought that that was a great topic, primarily because I am the breakup expert. I'm the breakup expert. So we're going to talk about this. And life is about, like I say all the time, it's just about growth and learning. As you date, as you go through certain things, you will start to see patterns, you'll start to learn, and then, you know, you'll eventually get to that point of like, what you see is what you get, it is what it is type of mentality. Okay, so how to get over a breakup? First of all, I will say that, sisters, there's a difference between being down for a man and letting a man hold you down, like bring you down. And I would say that the number one mistake that women make is not leaving when you should leave. You will gain so much power and you will not stress when, as a woman, once you understand that men do what they want to do, you'll be happier, first of all, because women are more easy to sway. That's why there's a lot of men that we call players and they have game, because they know that for a woman, it's a lot, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying it's a lot easier to sway her thinking. It's a lot easier to convince, you know, the average woman. Men are not engineered that way. If he does not want to commit, it's not going to matter what you say or do to try to convince him of such. It's just not going to happen. I mean, period. And the worst part about it is, he might meet somebody 2 weeks later that he'll completely want to commit to and give the world to. Sometimes it's just not you, ladies. Sometimes it's just not you. You're just not the one. I found myself asking that about past relationships that failed. And I used to think to myself, like, what did I do? And me. And then I had to realize it's not you. Sometimes you're just not the one for someone. When a man wants to seriously, like, lock in with someone, it'll be the woman where he feels like she's the one. He'll feel like his life is different if she's not around. It'll just be something that he can't really explain. She just is the one for him. And if it's not you, then, honey, it's just not you. It's just not you. So my number one advice on how to get over a breakup is make sure you're breaking up for the right reasons. I do not believe in, because I know I've dealt in the past with those sayings like, oh, she can't keep a man. The reality is that dating is about living in unison or attempting to live in unison with someone being with someone who is your balance, who is ready to build, nation build, who is about that life, finding that person you can truly be comfortable with, be yourself with. There's a multitude of things that it takes in a partner. It's not one thing. It's not just sex. It's not just finances. It's not just personality. It's everything. It's a package, and it's about finding that package that works for you. This person may not be perfect, but they're perfect for you. So the number one mistake about breaking up is when you don't know when to let it go. And the number one thing to remember is I had to have those moments where I had to have those moments where you got to have that raw, brutal honesty with yourself and just be like, listen, it's just not going to happen. Okay, it's okay to be positive minded, but like I said, you want to be realistically minded as well. Is realistically a word? Realistically. Yes, it is. You want to be realistic with yourself. And I had those moments where, you know, you're with a guy and he just not acting right. And you feel like, oh my God, you know, maybe he'll change if I just hang in there. He'll see that I really love him and he'll be moved to behave differently. And then that never happens, okay? It never happens. Oh, I shouldn't say it never happens, because there is some instances where a man will be with a woman and, you know, kind of not be doing right by her, and then she may leave or she may, you know, distance herself, and he'll be affected by that. And sometimes that does make a man be like, okay, like I know she's the one, because when I thought that she wasn't going to be in my life anymore, you know, it affected me. Because if it's the woman that's not the one, it won't affect you. You might feel like, oh, this bitch tried me. But it won't be something that will affect your day-to-day, affect your mood. It'll be something that you can get off your mind. You know, it's that woman that you can't get off your mind. You have to have the moments where it's like, okay, it doesn't matter what I do. If this is not what he on, it's not what he on. And sometimes you not being the one is not just a matter of you're not good enough. Sometimes you may not be the one because that nigga is toxic. He toxic and you not. And he need a woman that's toxic that can go be toxic with it. Sometimes you too good for him. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true. Sometimes you ain't the one because you're too good. Your level is too high. That person is lower than you. And this goes for men and women. Nobody, if you feel like you have to beg, if you feel like you're pleading, if you feel like you're compromising yourself, your dignity, your self-respect, it's time to break up. I am the breakup queen. Listen, my homegirls know, don't call me for no relationship advice, because my relationship advice is going to be very cut and dry. If that nigga is doing the same thing over and over, then baby, break up. Leave him. He don't care. Men are very powerful. They can do whatever they want to do. So if he's not doing it, he don't wanna. Leave him. Break up. Move on. I'm dead serious. I hope y'all not laughing right now, because I'm dead serious. It's the same for men. Oh, She don't want to do this. She won't do this. Leave her ass. I'm serious. Know when to let go. Dating is a process of trial and error. It's a process of elimination. You know, too many times it's like people kind of keep that quote unquote friends. I hate that term of friends between men and women. Because I'm going to say this, and don't at me, and I ain't going back and forth with you niggas about this. Men and women cannot be friends. Okay? The only time it is appropriate or you are able to have any kind of something even remotely close to a friendship is, you know, there are a lot of couple friends, like, okay, you know, you and your significant other hang out with other couples, and it may be that you are with your man when you're hanging out with another man with his woman, then y'all could be friends because there's no room for nothing to go on. But the only other way I could see man and a woman being friends is if they are both 100% completely unattracted to each other. And then that doesn't really work because most men are not going to hang out with a woman every day and give her his time and his energy and stuff to her if it's not a woman that he would ever want to sleep with, unless she's family. And that's just being real. I mean, I'm just speaking on the way it goes. I don't see that happening. I've never really seen that. A man hanging out with a woman that he finds completely unattractive every day. Talking on the phone, ha-ha, kiki-ing every day. I don't see that. You know, if you got a male friend, more times than not, he your friend. But, you know, he still want to take you down. So that's not friendship. Sexuality is not involved in the realms of the rules of friendship at all. If sex is involved, you are no longer sitting at the friend table. So how can you be friends with a man where y'all talking about you friends, but I guarantee you he done thought about 8 different ways he would, you know, break it down on you. So I, Six the Goddess, am saying men and women cannot be friends. Okay, so back to what I was saying. So then people, you know, don't know when to break up, don't know when to let go, because it's 2018. We all know what's up. We all grown. We are all in control of ourselves. We all understand the way this stuff goes. You either getting with it or you getting lost. We all know what's up. We all know that, you know, it's going to require change, require elevation. We're aware of that. Now, if you don't want to do that, that's fine, because it takes a lot of strength to do that. And I once again, being realistic, I know that not everybody is that strong. And that's okay. That's the ecosystem. That's the way it works. There's always the strongest. There's always the weaker. That's the food chain. So it's not something I'm going to beat nobody up about. If you're not strong enough to do that, then that's what it is. Of course, not everybody can be that strong. All right. But when you are still holding on to those people, then they become dead weight to you. Okay. I think it's very important to know when somebody is wasting your time, when a relationship is not being mutually beneficial. Okay. When your needs and wants are not being considered, when things are not being reciprocated, that is the time to break up. Don't ask me for advice. I'm going to tell you, break up. Okay, were you able to talk about it? Did this person agree to fix it? Okay, great. Stay together. Are they changing? Are they doing what they have to do? Because one thing about it, if somebody want to be with you, they're going to do whatever they got to do, period. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so you had the issue. You communicated the issue. Did they change? Great. Go home to your man. Go home to your woman. But if that MF is acting up over and over, break up. I'm talking about break me off like a Kit Kat. Break up. Block no communication. No communication, because that's how people end up serial dating for 20 years. Talking to somebody, hanging out for a few months, and then not talking no more. And then you run into that person again, you talk again, and you end up with a circulation of obsolete, irrelevant, waste of time relationships, sucking people, sucking up all your energy 20 different ways like that. Okay, this is dating. We're nation building here. Okay, this is about getting yourself together, elevating yourself, healing your traumas, and getting healthy, getting your money together, figuring out what you want out of life. This is a matter of elevating yourself. And then after you elevate and heal, you know, and you're on that steady journey, then it's about finding somebody that's on the same page as you. Then it's about nation building, sustaining ourselves, getting involved in our culture. This is what will save us as a people, building strong black families, black love, revolutionary acts. It's very simple. It's really not that complicated on what we need to do. Putting ourselves first, investing in ourselves. It's the blueprint all leads back to us. So Yeah. Number one, know when it's time to move on. Know when it's time to move on. There is nothing wrong with dating someone and then seeing red flags or seeing problems and then breaking up. Don't let nobody, you know, fool you with that. Oh, you can't keep no woman. You can't keep no man. Forget that. If they toxic, let them go. Let them talk. Meanwhile, they holding on to a toxic relationship that's weighing them down like a cement brick tied to their leg. And they telling you, oh, you can't keep no man. You're right. No, I cannot keep demons around me. Yeah, let them know. The next advice I have for how to get over someone, how to get over a breakup, would be to stay busy. Whenever you got, whatever you do, if you're going through a breakup that's painful and you trying to heal, do not sit your ass at home just listening to love songs on the radio with a bottle of wine. You're only allowed like 2 or 3 days to do that. And then you need to look in the mirror and be like, it is what it is, and move on with your life. Move on with your life. Go to work. You know, we all know when you're going through a breakup for some reason, you don't want to go to work. It's the worst being at work when you're going through a breakup, boy. Woo! Especially when you can't really be on that phone like that. Oh, don't let there be a texting, a fiery texting conversation going on when you're going through a breakup and you at work. You be ready to lose your job trying to send that text back. Check what that text said, boy. Woo, that shit is the worst. That is just the worst, yo. Stay busy. You know what I'm saying? Stay in your routine. Don't deviate from that. Don't fall into sitting in your pajamas, crying all day, eating ice cream, because then it makes going back to normal everyday life difficult. And that's just extra stress on top of what you're feeling for the breakup. You also, my next advice is to have confidence in yourself. Okay, so if he was not feeling the same way about you that you was feeling about him, guess what, baby? There's someone that will. Okay? Once again, yes, this is why it's important to build your value as a woman. As we talked about in the previous segment, it's not enough to have the body. You know, loyal women are scarce. Okay, let me just go ahead and say that, sisters. So, yeah, it might be 6 other big booties and pretty faces walking around, but there are men out there that are genuinely sick of creepos. And creepos come at all ages. There is 18-year-old creepos, and there is 40-year-old creepos. So, men of all ages, races, and demographics experience creepos, and they're tired of them. So, you know, if you have raised your worth as a woman to where you're a loyal woman, you're taking care of yourself, you're healthy, okay, you understand your lane, you understand your femininity, this is how you build your value. So that way, when a man come into contact with you, he's like, hold on, I need to lock this down. Okay, I'm sick of ragamuffins. It's men out here sick of ragamuffins. So, okay, now you crying because he don't want to be with you and you wanted to be this and that. Okay, like I said, sis, you can cry. You're allowed 2 or 3 days of crying. And then after that, sis, build your confidence. Okay, because if that's what you were willing to settle for, then that means that in your mind, that's the best you could do. And if you think that someone that don't feel the same way about you as you feel about them is the best you can do, then you got some serious self-esteem issues, sister. And you need to start loving yourself. You need to do whatever you have to do to build your confidence back up to realize, yes, there's a lot of women out here, but is it a lot of loyal ones? Is it a lot of ones that really want to commit, that want to be full-time good mothers, that want to take care of their families? No, they are scarce. And matter of fact, most of them are married. They're either married or fresh out of a relationship. And when men find one, trust and believe, sisters, they ain't no fools. They gonna lock it in, but you gotta align yourself to run into that guy. So you have to remember that that guy exists, and you have to remember that not all men are the same. There are men out there, and I ain't saying they never went through a phase, sis, cause we realistic. I know majority of men went through a phase. Majority of men that were able to go through a phase went through a phase. Some men just don't have no juice, and they weren't really able to be with a lot of women like that. But most men that were able to, they did. But it's a matter of, is he tired of it? And there are men like that. So build your confidence, build your value as a woman, so that that man that is looking for that loyal woman, that when he come across you, he can recognize it. You know, don't be mediocre. It's real out here in these streets. Don't get it twisted. What I'm not just saying that, you know, it's just going to be easy street, because there's still, when you are dealing with low vibrational women or women that have not healed yet, it can still get difficult. That's why I say, you know, baby, get fine as you possibly can. You know what I'm saying? Get your intellect up as much as you can. Get in tune as much as you can. Okay, because it's still, you know, it's still, we're always kind of in competition in this world, whether you want to admit it or not. It's just the way it goes. So build your confidence. After a breakup is a great time to start putting forth valid effort into building your confidence. My next piece of advice is, do not go thotting and bopping after a breakup. Don't do it, because what the gag is, that that's actually going to make you feel worse, ladies. Okay. Do not be like, I'm going to FaceTime Brian, I'm going to text Lorenzo, and I'm going to leave you crying. No, baby. If he cheated, he doesn't care about you. And you going and sleeping with Brian and Lorenzo is not going to make him want you back. It's not going to make him say, oh my God, I'm going to go cry myself to sleep. He's not going to care. You'll have raised your body count, given your body to a man for nothing, and then you're going to feel stupid. So keep your legs closed. I would actually say that after a breakup, just to be safe, because we could be a little vulnerable, can be a little hurt. The best advice is go into celibacy and let yourself know you ain't cracking that coochie open until a man have looked you in your eyes and told you, like, you're the most amazing woman I've ever met, and I just want to be your man, and I want to be with you. Then you can crack that thing open and put it on that nigga. I'm talking about put it on that nigga like you never have in your life. But you are vulnerable after a breakup, ladies. Do not have sex. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not go run into that, you know, next piece of good deed, because you feel lonely and you just, it's going to feel good in that moment, and you're going to feel horrible after. Okay. I've done that before. That's how I can tell you. I've been there before. We all been there before. And I did that shit thinking, oh, okay, I feel, no. It doesn't work. So therefore, we learn from it. Don't do that shit. I'm telling you, put the phone down. I see you getting ready to text Lorenzo. Do not text his ass, sis. Okay? My next piece of advice is get pretty. A breakup happens, and you sometimes will have issues of, I'm not good enough, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. Get real pretty, you know. Do not slip into sadness and look in a mess and gain weight. Get real pretty, get real fine, and just remind yourself of the power you have. Remind yourself that you are beautiful. Remind yourself that you are worthy. And it's okay if you need to actually get in the mirror and look at yourself. I know I've had to do this before, where it's like you sitting there crying over a dude that ain't crying over you, and you and I had a moment one time where I'm crying, and you know, I'm getting ready to go somewhere, and I'm looking in the mirror as I'm getting dressed, and I'm like, bitch, you is fine, bitch, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? Forget him. I've had them moments where I'm like, wait a minute. I'm sitting here crying over this fool. Child, please. What you don't do, the next will. Women, you need to adapt that mentality. Well, one don't do, the next will. Okay, he don't want to act right. Let it go. Yes, it hurts. But it is what it is. Because whether you would have stayed with him or whether you would have left, you would have been experiencing pain either way. Okay? A lot of women are afraid of the pain of leaving a man. Baby, you need to be afraid of the pain of being with the wrong man. Of being with a man that you ain't the one. You ain't the one. You ain't the one that's going to make him act right. Now, that's painful. Because you're going to be in the same cycles over and over. The same cycles of cheating. And who is this girl? And your intuition going off. And distrust. That hurts even more. And that's a constant hurt. At least keep in mind, after a breakup, yeah, it might hurt, but you'll be all right in a month or two. It hurt them, that first few days and first few weeks hurt like a bit. But, you know, after that, you get better. But when you stay with him, hoping and arguing with him to do what you want him to do, that is everyday pain that rips you apart little by little every day as a woman. So, don't have the first 24, 48 hours go by and, you know, that it hurts and you miss him. So you calling, you running back. No, baby, it's like when you jump in the pool and it's cold. You got to just jump in and just swim around for a minute. That first minute you got to swim around, it's horrible. But then once you get used to the water, it's comfortable and kind of warm and refreshing. It's like that. When you jump in, yeah, it's going to be cold. You're going to freak out. You're going to want to jump back out. But just remember, it gets greater later. Remember that, ladies. I'm telling you. Only the strong survive. This is when you can really test yourself emotionally. Test your strength. The last advice on how to get over a breakup is do not feel like, okay, if you left someone that is a toxic person or a bad person or a hurtful person, understand they're probably not going to change. They're probably going to be like that forever. Don't let yourself break up with them and then be stalking their social media or asking about them around town trying to find out who he with now. And just remember, sis, the same pain and issues you was just going through, he about to do that to her. Because if a person is mentally unhealthy, it's not going to matter what partner they're with. He cheating on her too, sis. Okay? He's staying out all night with her too. Okay? He got side chicks on her too. I think that sometimes we feel like, oh my God, he about to treat another woman good. No, he's not. If he a cheater, he a cheater. If he a bad dude, he a bad dude. If he a liar, he a liar. Whether he lying to you or somebody else, he's lying. Okay? So, don't, because I think some women do that too, and men too. Like, they don't want to break up with someone because they feel like, oh, I don't want them to be with someone else. That's not good enough. Because if they're going to be out here being with someone else, they're going to do that regardless. So you might as well just, you know, be careful with yourself and put yourself in a position to where you ain't got to be involved in all that. So, yeah, that is my advice on how to get over a breakup. I hope it helps. Hey, so I got another story for y'all, and it's just hilarious. I'm letting y'all know right now this is hilarious. And this is a 100% true story. It is 100% true. Okay? Even though it's gone. I told y'all, the craziest things be happening to me. I swear it. It be the stuff where it's like, now how? How? All right, so boom. So this was a while ago. This was like 5 years ago. So I was in a certain city, and there was a brother that was hitting me up. He had hit me up a few times, like sliding in my DM on some like Well, no. Let me not start there. Let me start another part of the story so we can just say this first. All right, so boom. So about 5 years ago, I'm in the city with one of my homegirls. You know what I'm saying? We lit, we turnt. So we in the city. That was back in my party days. So, you know, we in the city, we lit. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. Like, we about to turn up. So, you know, we lit. You know, we about to go out. We doing our thing. And she's like, oh, yeah. I was talking to this dude, this African dude. A girl, he was so fine. And he do this and he does that. But girl, you know, I just realized that a man like him, he got so many women. And, you know, we just eventually, it never went nowhere. It was really just like a physical thing. It wasn't really nothing more than that. But girl, he been hitting me up lately, trying to see me, da da da. So I'm giving her the talk that we just had in the previous segment. I'm like, don't do it. If he don't want commitment, don't give yourself to him, because it's going to lower your value. It's going to make you feel bad inside, you know. So I'm giving her the spiel. So, you know, she ended up just not doing it. I was like, nah, if he didn't want to act right then, he don't get to come back now. Like, forget that. Okay, so now she has showed me a picture of dude, right? But I'm blind. I didn't have my glasses on at the time, so I ain't really see like a clear image of dude. All right, so now we in the city. She ended up having to go to work, and I was just chilling. I'm by myself. So, old dude hit me and was like, oh, you in my city? Like, come on. Like, you know, let me take you out. Da, 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 da. So, I'm like, whatever. I might as well. I ain't got nothing else to do. You know what I'm saying? And in his profile, it was saying, like, he African. Like, he had the African flags up and stuff. And I'm like, oh, word. Because, you know, African man be having to check. And they don't mind spending it. They treat you right. Okay, you going out with an African man, trust and believe, he going to take you somewhere nice. He going to feed you. You ain't, you know, African men, I love African men, that about them. They are very big on being man. But they also, some of them have extremely ain't-ish ways about them. And they'll have like one family here and one family on the continent. So you got to watch them. Whenever you have men like that with money and access to foreign countries, they be having all type of stuff going on. But anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So I agreed to go because I'm like, why not? You know, this nigga African. I know this nigga probably rich. I know we're going to go somewhere fun. Cool. So, okay, he tells me we're going to go to this restaurant and hookah bar. It was kind of like late at night. So it was like, you know, most stuff wasn't really open like that. So he's like, okay, yeah, there's this dope ass hookah bar, you know, I'm gonna take you out there. I'm like, okay. I was like, you know, I'll meet you there, because I don't play that. I don't want to get in your car, because, oh, this is another piece of dating advice, women. You get in a man's car on the first date, in his mind, you also get in his bed. I know it sounds weird, but I don't believe in, on the first date, having you have that much control where I'm in your vehicle on your time, going where you say. I don't even want you thinking it's that kind of party over here. So I ended up telling dude, well, you know, don't worry about it, I'll meet you. He was like, all right, cool, I'll text you the address. I'm like, cool. So I get there, and so I get there, and then he calls me and he's like, hey, you want to burn one? And I'm like, sure, why not? He was like, all right, we can burn before we go in there. He was like, where did you park? I'm like, well, you know, I parked on the street. He's like, all right, well, just get in my car and we can just hop in my car and we can just put one in the air. I'll come get you from where you parked at. So I was kind of irritated because I'm like, damn, nigga, why the fuck you trying to get me in your car? You know, like, damn, but oh, well. You know, I'm like, whatever. Like, what could possibly go wrong? All right. So, I'm going to tell my grandchildren these stories. So, all right. I get out the car, and old boy get out his car. He got like a BMW. Old boy is fine. I'm talking about, I'm talking about, Lord, You know what I'm saying? Straight from Africa type nigga. I'm like, lee. All right. And he got flowers for me. He got a whole bouquet of beautiful flowers. You know, he gets out the car, opens the door for me, smelling good. I'm like, what is going on here? So we get in the car, we start smoking, and he start talking, and he's talking, and my intuition is going off. Like, it's going off. Like, and women, you know, ladies, you know what I'm talking about, where it's just that intuition we have. It's like, you can't ignore it. It just, like, when it goes off, you gotta just, like, there's questions you gotta ask, and it's just things you gotta know, because it's like, you can't help it. So, he's talking, and I'm just listening to him, and I'm like, and I'm sitting there, and I'm literally, like, grabbing my chin, like, y'all know the emoji, you know, the investigator emoji, like, where he got the little bifocal on, and he's looking up, like, that was me, why this nigga's talking, and he just talking away, yeah, da-da-da-da. And I do this, and I da-da-da-da, you know, just doing his thing. So he talking, all I hear is like Charlie Brown, like, wah, 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 wah. Because I'm like, something is up here. So now I have a thought in my head. And the thought is really just on some crazy. It's really just on some like, oh, girl, you tripping. Like, that definitely is not it. But some in me was like, but just make sure it's not, just to be safe. So now we finished the blunt, okay? And he's trying to turn around so that we can start heading towards the front and you know, get to the restaurant. So I was like, "Can you stop the car?" Now, I saw this on, I heard this on the Breakfast Club. They was talking about this, and I was laughing cuz it was so true. And I'll bet whatever amount of money you want that there is nothing worse than when a black woman come to you with a question, but you can kind of tell she already knows the answer. Like, you can kind of tell she already, like, can, she already, like, she's asking me this for a reason. As a man, I know for a fact that your hearts sink to your stomach when a black woman says something like, "Can I ask you a question?" Or the worst, when a black woman says, "You know, I think it's really funny how," oh my God, like, the look on a man's face when a black woman come at them with that is the most hilarious thing ever. So now he's like trying to ride up the street to get us inside. And I'm like, "Can you stop the car? I need to ask you something." So I look over, this man whole body language change. This nigga's looking like, oh shit. Like, you could just read it all over his face that he's like, oh, hell. So I pull out a picture of me and my dog, and I'm like, "Do you know this woman?" And so he's still kind of like pulling over, like the car is still moving a little bit. And so he looks at the picture, like, briefly, and I'm like, "I need you to really stop the car completely so you can really look at this photo." He's like, "Oh, yeah, sure. No problem. It's no problem." So he stops the car. I show him the picture. I'm like, "Do you know this woman?" And he looking like, fuck, what should I do? I probably should say I do, because clearly if she's showing me the picture, she must already know what's up. So he goes, Oh yeah. That's a friend from a long time ago, is what he says right now. Keep in mind, my intuition just went off. And then it occurred to me that the same dude that my homegirl was talking about, how he, you know, spit the game and, you know, made her think that it was something, it's not, just to, you know, get in. This is the same guy. Like, this is the same guy. But I'm blown away. I'm blown away because it was like back then, me and her, we had hella pictures together. Like, you know, we was all over the place, like, you know, with photos. So I'm like, bruh, if you don't wrote me on Instagram, I know you don't see me like with old girl. So how the hell are you like sliding in my DMs? Like, I'm not going to put two and two together. Now, it gets worse, though. This is not the worst part of the story. So I was like, yeah, I was like, that's like, you know, that's my friend. And he's like, oh, that's your friend. Oh, that's your homegirl. Yeah, nigga. I said, this is a major conflict. I was like, we can't go no further. I said, I'm low-key irritated that I know you seen this and you still hit me up. Like, what you thought? He talking about, and you know, niggas got to know when it's time to give up. Like, they have to know when it's time to throw in a towel. If you is caught, then you is caught. There ain't no way around it. Okay? Stop fighting it. Sometimes you gotta just say it is what it is and take the L. So he talking about something. I didn't know that y'all was cool like that. I thought, you know, maybe you had just crossed paths. Pause. So I'm looking at him like, why you always lying? You know, I'm giving him that. Nigga, please. You know what I'm saying? So he's talking about, I ain't know that y'all was, you know, cool like that. I'm like, yeah, So I'm like, you know, either way, there is still a reason why I am sitting in your car right now. The universe makes no mistakes. And there's a reason why I'm here. And maybe I'm here because I need to be sending you a message. I was like, you know, whatever promiscuous lifestyle this is that you're living, where you are attempting to sleep with multiple women at one time. I'm like, you're a beautiful man. You're definitely a king. You're playing yourself. You're turning yourself into a shell. You're losing your soul. You know, trying to immediately sleep with and break into the pants of all these broken women. So then he's like, oh, I'm not promiscuous and da-da-da. So then his phone rings. Okay. So in the midst of him like, I'm not promiscuous. And I'm telling you, that's definitely not what's going on. His phone rings. And it's another one of my homegirls who didn't even live nowhere near there. And she lived on a whole other side of the damn country. And I see her name come across his screen. And the kind of name she got, you can't mistake it. Anyone with that name, you know it's her. Like, nobody else got the name. So I see the name. He's like, I'm not promiscuous. I'm not doing anything with these women. You know, it's nothing big deal. I don't have any of the women I'm talking to phone rings. A bitch name across the Bluetooth. When the phone number comes across, he's in the middle of explaining how it's not like that, and you know, he's not talking to nobody else. And then here come a woman's name across the screen, a woman that I know, and this is an out of state experience. So I'm like, dang, nigga, like, you hoeing all over the country. That's crazy. You over here trying to explain to me how you not promiscuous. And then boom. A name come across the screen that I recognize. So he has it saved as the name. And then Big Fine. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, that's my homegirl. My other homegirl calling you right now. He's like, it is? Oh, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I thought I had took this off the... I'm talking about this brother is sinking. Sinking. And I'm just like, what kind of debacle is this? What in the thotting and bopping? What in the thotting and bopping is going on here? I was like, you got a lot going on. And he was like, listen, He was like, it's not what you thinking. None of these women, it's not like that. I haven't taken them on any dates. I haven't bought them flowers. He was like, I really, really, really think that you are different. I really, really want to have a different opportunity with you. And I'm like, it's too late to apologize. Hit it. It's too late. Woo! I said it's too late to apologize. I hit him with a concert. Hit a nigga with a concert. You know? And so I said, this is probably your karma. All these women that you be dealing with. And then when you finally find a woman that you might really want to be with, you don't sleep with all her friends and she ain't gonna take you seriously. I was like, good night. Please delete my number. And I got out the car. I know that he drove home like, damn it. I know he called his boys like, bro, you will not believe what I know for a fact it went down. Okay, it was crazy. I'm like, bro, what are the chances of this happening? Like, the chances of this happening are so slim. It was a nightmare. And in that moment is when I should have known from that moment years ago. Like, I should have known, okay, this is what's out here. Like, this is what niggas are doing. That's why I say, ladies, you got a good man that taking care of business doing what he gotta do. Sis, lock him down. Because otherwise, that's the kind of stuff you gonna be dealing with. Don't nobody got time. That's why I tell ladies, man, listen, don't take a good guy for granted. Because the stuff that a lot of women are dealing with out here, you wouldn't even be able to handle it. It's crazy. So, you know, that's another one of my funny stories. We are out of time for this week. I enjoyed this week's episode. We've been having a lot of fun on the show lately. I think that next week we're going to get a little more serious. I think that next week we're going to change the tone a little bit, because we've been wilding. We've been turning up on African American, and it's time for us to get back serious for a second. So, you know, we had a little more fun this week, but next week we're getting back down to business. You know, I guess, you know, with me just moving, and like I said, I had a birthday recently, I'm kind of just super happy right now. And I got other things going on that I'm just, you know, I'm happy right now. I'm in a good spot. So lately, all my shows have just been like, you know, just wilding and joking. But like I said, you know, I'm adjusting. I'm, you know, getting my head back focused. So next week, we buckling back down now. All right, we had a lot of fun these past 2 weeks, but we getting back to business. Don't y'all get it twisted. I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, peace, love, and black power.